You're listening to Phoenix FM. I'm Gareth Williams and I'm here at Latitude Festival. I'm here with Bessie Turner, who played a fantastic set on the Lake Stage yesterday. And we're sitting just by the lake. We're going to have a quick chat. So, Bessie, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. Gareth, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. A little bit hungover, which you should be on a Saturday morning, really, at a festival, shouldn't you?
I understand that feeling rather a lot. I'd done lots of celebrating last night.
So we'll talk about your set. I mean, how was that for you? Is your first set at a major festival, I understand?
Yeah, it was my first show at a big festival. The guys at Festival Republic have been amazing, and yeah, it was a dream come true. It went really quickly. I wish I could kind of remember it. But I know that I didn't mess up, so that's wonderful.
No, you definitely not. I mean, I really enjoyed it, and it was quite. I mean, you could see. I mean, sometimes I go to bands, and you can see that, you know, they're there and they're doing the job. But you actually seem to be really enjoying what you're doing, and it was nice when you actually said it was a dream come true, and you'd said last year. Because sort of your links to Superflu, shall we put it that way? I don't know how you want to describe that. But and you actually said that you'd said last year, I'm going to play this next year, and there you were.
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny story, really. My boyfriend plays drums in Superflu, and all of the other members are my very good friends. So I was lucky enough to come with them as one of their guests last year. And after doing music a few years ago, and kind of stopping it because I got a bit poorly. I kind of was a bit drunk and confident last year. I was like, I'm going to play at Latitude next year. And they were like, oh yeah, really? I was like, yeah. And then the BBC introducing guys asked me, and here I am. So yeah, it's very bizarre.
And a really good crowd who seemed to really enjoy it as well.
Yeah, the crowd were amazing. I've been really, really, really lucky to have so much support from people on Facebook, and the local press in East Anglia have been so supportive and wonderful. So I think the kind of name's flown about a little bit, and I'm also quite lucky that I've got an unusual name, because there's not many Bessies, so maybe that helps a little bit too.
Yeah, it's quite a memorable name, I must admit. We've played a sort of Big Sleep, which was, please tell me I've got that right.
Yes, indeed.
We played that on the station a couple of times. But for anyone that hasn't heard you, how would you describe your sound? And that's quite a difficult question with you, because it's not...
It's a very difficult question. Well, I suppose it's not. My sound yesterday was, I suppose, fairly kind of indie pop. I think my voice, if I get really in the zone, I kind of throw it about a bit. I listened to a lot of jazz when I was kind of growing up, and kind of those singers like Sarah Vaughan and like, I don't know, even like Dusty Springfield, people like that are just kind of their like pure lovely voices. Minnie Riperton, like, so I love that. But I also have quite a kind of folky sound, I guess, in the sense that that's how I write songs, with me and my acoustic guitar and only that. But yeah, yesterday my sound was much bigger. I had darling friend Tom Armstrong from Dingus Khan playing bass with me, and a wonderful engineer George Perks, and good friend doing guitar sounds, and Ben Ward on drums. So yeah, it was quite a big sound.
Yeah, I would agree, definitely. I mean, I could hear some of the classic singers. I could hear like Throne Users and Belly, some of the real classic sort of female fronted sort of indie bands that, but all sorts. It's yeah, I really enjoyed your set. Yeah. So
thanks so much.
Thank you. I don't know if you're still there, but I believe you were living on a riverboat for a period of time. And how did that being close to nature and that kind of thing affect your writing, do you think? Or not at all? And is that a stupid question?
No, I don't think that's a stupid question at all. I think that I live on a houseboat now in Pinmill with my other half, and it's beautiful and lovely, and there's lots of space, and we live in front on the river and in front of a forest, so it's just kind of, it's completely idyllic. But I think before I moved there, kind of recently, I was living in a flat, on my own for a lot of years, and going through, I think that I wrote a lot more then, kind of being on my own,
right,
in my head loads, but then kind of having the freedom to then come back to my words and my writing and put it all together in such a beautiful surrounding has definitely helped. It's kind of just that change, like, of environment, I think, kind of happens in your head definitely too when you move from one place to the other.
Yeah. Would you say your songs are quite personal then, are you?
Yeah, like, I don't know, when people ask me what my songs are about, I'm like, oh, I don't know, but every single line I know what it's about. And I really love, like, the drama of people like like Dionne Warwick and the Crystals. Like I really love that dramatic, like, oh, where is me stuff, because it's brave and it's ballsy, and I'm not very good at kind of executing that, I don't think. But I think if you're going to write something, the only stuff I can write is from personal experiences. No one will ever know what certain phrases are about, but I do.
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Again, you said that you write most of your stuff, it's you and acoustic guitar, and that was sort of your early sort of performances were just you and an early guitar. How are you finding that is the bigger sound and working with the band, and actually how's that? I mean,
it's honestly all I ever wanted. It's all I ever wanted. I was I was really lucky when I was growing up to be around like lots of creative people, but I didn't seem to have any friends that lived close by or that were interested in music. So creating a kind of band, so it was just impossible. There was literally no way about it. So kind of becoming friends with all the people that I have done, and then having them to help me out has just been so lovely. That's one of the reasons I stopped. I used to gig a lot regularly from maybe like when I was 18 to 21, and I'm 23 now, so I took a little break. But one of the reasons I stopped is just kind of my mental health was a bit all over the place, and getting on a train and lugging your equipment and turning up somewhere and being like, hi, I'm Bessie, you're going to play some songs? You're probably not going to listen. I'm going to go home on my own. Like, that was quite a difficult thing to do sometimes. So I feel blessed to have people help me now.
We mentioned that the late stage is an iconic stage, and it's here. I mean, the XX, OJ, Sam Smith, and the number of bands that have played there and then gone on to be massive. I mean, but what would you say is your preferred? I mean, it's playing in a field in the middle of the day is quite an unusual one. Do you enjoy that, or do you prefer being in a smaller, darker space, or is it just performing for people is just a thing?
It really depends. Really depends on like the space and the environment. Like, I love playing tiny gigs in pubs. If people are really into it, like they kind of suddenly hear you and they're like, oh, and like watch and love it. I do love those little ones and those little shows, but yesterday was just more than I could have ever asked for. I was actually really concerned that 1 p.m. the first day, no one's gonna come and watch me, but I was so overwhelmed with the crowd. It was, couldn't have asked for
I thought it was a lovely crowd, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. That's fantastic. So, a debut single sort of this year that's been released, a lot of attention, as you say, from BBC Introducing and the sort of the local area and everything. I mean, what's next for you?
At the moment I am recording / finishing off an EP, but doing that's really expensive, so I'm just doing shows to kind of try and make money for that. Just finishing off a single actually now, which will be released in August, which is really cool. It's got quite a different sound to Big Sleep. I'm really proud of Big Sleep. It's a very kind of universal pop song. Like, my granny loves it, young kids love it, other people love it, but it hasn't got, like, the next single that I'm releasing is called Word You Say, and it's definitely a bit more edgy. I try and do like a little show off guitar riff, so I'm obviously building up some kind of weird confidence with that.
Fantastic.
But yeah, it'll be good, I think.
Well, as long as there's no swear words in it, I look forward to playing it on the show then. That'd be fantastic.
No,
yes,
swears.
Fantastic.
No swears.
I will let you go off and enjoy the rest of your festival. So, are you are you here for the whole weekend?
Yeah.
And who are your must-sees for the rest of the weekend?
Oh, I've written a little list of things today. I haven't really looked too much, but today I'm going to definitely try and catch Willie Mason, who is just wonderful, and Sylvain Esso. I'm really excited about seeing them. She's got a beautiful, I don't know her name actually, but it's a two-piece, like, electro thing, and she kind of started off as a little folk singer, and now she does this zany electro stuff, which is just so wonderful. So them, and Leon Bridges has got the loveliest chocolatey voice in the world. So yeah, just kind of meander and take it easy,
and then drink too much again tonight.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Watch Super Glue, they're playing.
Yeah, the alcove at 10 past 1, yes.
Yeah.
I must admit, we generally end up in the alcove because there's fantastic music and the frozen cocktails in there are amazing.
Uh-huh.
So have a brilliant festival. Thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing you again and hearing the new single when that comes out.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you very much.
Happy festival.
Thank you.